is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After weeks of criticizing North Korea's nuclear weapons ambitions, U.S. President Trump said Monday he would be honored to meet Pyongyang's leader, Kim Jong-un, under the right circumstances to discuss the issue. Meanwhile, there's analysis about that statement.
Trump has called North Korea a menace he hopes to eliminate with the help of China. So when Trump called the North Korean leader a smart cookie, Kim Jong-un must have been flattered. Robert Manning is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. He spoke to VOA via Skype.
In American media and culture, Kim Jong-un is often portrayed as a kind of cartoon character. And this kind of respectful display from Trump is probably a shock to the system in North Korea. I'd be fascinated to know how they're processing it, because I don't think they've heard any president say positive things about North Korea or their leaders for a long, long, long time, if ever.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. military says a missile defense system being set up in South Korea is now capable of intercepting missiles fired from North Korea. China has strongly opposed the terminal high-altitude defense missiles, seeing the system as a potential threat. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte appears unsure if he will accept President Trump's invitation to the White House to discuss North Korea along with some other East Asian leaders.
No, because I'm tied up. I cannot make any definite promise. I'm supposed to go to Russia. I'm also supposed to go to Israel. I'm supposed to...
Duterte said he did tell Mr. Trump on the phone that the military threats will not get Kim Jong-un to change course. He said China's intervention is needed. This is VOA News. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has issued a new set of policies softening its stance against Israel in its existing charter in an effort to improve the international standing. But it continues to reject recognition of the Israeli state and repeats demands for the return of Palestinian refugees displaced decades ago by the establishment of the Jewish state. The new manifesto, which was introduced Monday, severs ties with the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood and calls for closer ties with Egypt and accepts the idea of a Palestinian state and territory seized by Israel in the Six-Day War of 1967. Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, remains deeply split from its more moderate political rival, Fatah, and its leader. Monday's Hamas overture, announced in Doha, comes ahead of the first face-to-face meeting with the U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday in Washington. Aides to friends.